Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can you imagine graduating college in the midst of a pandemic at IUP nearby, thinking, I'm going to get a job? How did you finish school? And you say, you know what? I'm going to take a walkabout.
Yeah, but look, think of that, though. I mean, you're sitting there thinking you're going to graduate. You're going to get a job. You know, this is like in February. You're all fired up. And then March comes. Plans out the window.
Patrick DeIvanoy, who graduated from Pine Richland High School, is on a trail, the big one, the Appalachian Trail. And he left on July 13th. So we wanted to check in and see how he's doing. And where in the world is Patrick DeIvanoy? Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
So where are you on that journey that's going to take you from Maine down to Georgia? And you got four more months to go, right?
Yeah, just about. And I'm currently outside of Dalton, Massachusetts right now.
And how many miles have you walked so far in 2 months?
623 about. I still have like 1,500-ish to go.
Oh, you better get on a horse.
How has this been? Is it met your expectations? Is it tougher than you thought it would be? Or are you surprised you're still out there?
Sort of all of the above. Like, I knew going into this probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But, I mean, it's surpassed my expectations. I mean, you really don't know what to expect from a trailer. Like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna walk in the woods. You know, how could this, surpass my expectations? But, yeah, it's walking the trails like and surprised me so far.
I think it's awesome.
In terms of the people I met, like the laughs I had, the friends I've made, the places I've seen, the accomplishments I've achieved.
Yeah, and the people you went by yourself. You didn't know anybody, and you've kind of met up with people along the way. On a typical trail walk during the day, how many people do you run into?
Maybe like a handful. I think the most I've ran into is maybe like 10 people a day. I mean, there's not a lot of people out here. Going southbound, you definitely get a sense of isolation.
No, it's awesome that you're doing this. I really respect you for it. It's something that, I tossed around in my brain once or twice, and you're like, you have to set aside so much time. What have you learned most about yourself? Has it relaxed you enough?
I would say mainly like whatever I set my mind to, I'm able to accomplish. I never thought I'd be walking. If I went back in time 4 years and I told my 18-year-old self, like, in a few years you're going to be walking the Appalachian Trail, and on September-ish you're going to be in Massachusetts, I would probably not believe myself. So it's just surprising what you're able to accomplish once you put your mind to something. It's probably the biggest thing I've learned. Like, what I'm trying to say is I'm more than capable of doing things I want to do.
So this has strengthened your self-confidence, clearly.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
And you can check out Pat DEIV on Instagram, posted some pictures. You got to post more pictures, though. You have some beautiful shots on top of the mountains and in the woods, but you got to start snapping some more pictures on there, Pat.
Oh, no, I have pictures. I just haven't posted them.
Well, post them. What are you doing? What are you doing
I'm
all day?
Getting there. You know, I have to walk a trail. You know, it's more important than posting Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
I can make up that anytime.
What are you eating? There's no Chick-fil-A or anything along the route, is there?
No, there's not. No, I haven't seen a Chick-fil-A yet.
What are you craving?
Yeah, that's a good
question. Nothing, really.
No.
No, I don't have any cravings like, oh, I miss this specific food, you know.
How about TV? But, are you missing any shows or football? Or
I mean, I never really watched TV to begin with, so I'm not missing that at all. So.
Well, you are definitely a rare college graduate that never watches TV, so I guess that part you're not having a problem with.
Yeah, but going back to, like, what I eat, it's sort of – I eat, you know, sort of obscure things compared to everybody else because everyone out here eats, like, Idahoan potatoes, ramen, sort of, you know, candy and other light objects. But for me, like, cheese has been a staple of my diet out here, which is interesting.
And what's your go-to? Is it Velveeta or?
I'm not opposed to any cheese, really.
All right.
They're all good to me. So.
Well, where exactly are you?
I'm outside Dalton, Massachusetts.
Dalton, Massachusetts. All right, we'll check back with you here in a couple of weeks, see how you're going. And good to hear your voice, and sounds like you're strong, Patrick.
Oh, yeah, my trail legs are kicked in. My body's fully adjusted now. You know, my mind was the first thing to adjust, then my legs, and my lungs have fully adjusted.
That's awesome.
So, well, think of it this way. In a month, you'll be halfway there.
Yeah, exactly. So we're getting there. I'll probably be out of Massachusetts before the end of next week. Connecticut's only 50 miles, so I'll be in New York relatively soon.
Well, safe travels. Good to hear your voice. And
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in with us. Patrick D'Ivernoy. You can go to Pat, D-E-I-V, on Instagram.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.